The Army is expected to announce this week where it plans to cut troops on bases around the country. Despite the looming drawdown, New York State continues to invest in Fort Drum. State Senator Patty Ritchie announced yesterday that she has secured $650,000 for four hospitals that serve Fort Drum troops and their families. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
Samaritan Hospital in Watertown is one of the North Country's largest hospitals. A quarter of their patients are military. About half of the babies they deliver are Fort Drum babies. Tom Carman, the CEO of Samaritan, says the $125,000 the hospital will receive from the latest chunk of funding will go towards renovating the maternity ward.
This will give us greater capability, as well as more modern capability, and much more aesthetically pleasing as well. So.
River Hospital in Alexandria Bay will get $175,000 to expand its PTSD treatment program. That program was recently in danger after an Army directive to move all treatment programs on base. The Army later made a special exception for the program. Carthage Area Hospital and Governor Hospital will also use new funds for expansions and renovations. The money for the four hospitals comes from a special fund created in Albany to protect military installations around the state from cutbacks. Senator Ritchie says local lawmakers need to continue to speak up about Fort Drum's economic importance to the region.
I think we all are waiting to hear what the news is from Washington, and we understand that any changes that are made are could potentially have a pretty devastating effect on the North Country. So we want to make sure that we're continuing to do all we can.
$100,000 of the funds will also go towards the Development Authority of the North Country to help local governments plan and coordinate projects with Fort Drum officials. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Carthage.